Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to introduce myself, but my English is not like yours. You need to be patient with my English, because I have French speaking, so I'm still struggling with English, especially when I needed to pronounce R and the L at the same time. Like a Bishop Earl, I can't say his name. But don't tell him. My name is Father Dieudonné, which is a French name, means God from, gift from God. My last name, I don't know if you can even try. Is Nakarutimana. We have a long, long name in Africa. And what is very impressive is that in my country, everyone has his own last name. So don't think my father, his name is Nakarutimana. No. It is different. My siblings have different names, last names. I am ministering at St. John the Evangelist in Davison as associate or parochial vicar. Do you understand? And I am from Burundi, the very tiny country in the central east of Africa. Have you heard of Burundi? A small country known as the poorest country in the world. If you have ever heard the poorest country in the world, is Burundi, my country, still now. I told people last night, still many families have 1 meal a day. Sometimes just breakfast. No, not breakfast. We are not used to breakfast, lunch or supper. And as I told you, I speak French because French is the second language in my country. We speak French, only those who have been at school can speak French, because we used to be under Belgium colonization. Do you understand? And 1962, we got independence. So, a lot of people in my country are uneducated. They did not go to school because they don't have money to send children at school. So over 80% are uneducated. So that is why they speak only our native language, which is Kirundi. So I was ordained priest in 2007 on the feast day of Saint John Vianney. August 4th in 2007, we were seven new priests ordained together. And in my country, we do have many vocations. And I came to the United States in 2013. I was in Wisconsin, studying at Sacred Heart Seminary and the School of Theology in Milwaukee, where I spent about 2 years, and I came to Michigan. Bishop Earl, he accepted me. He assigned me in St. Paul Catholic Church in Owasso as an associate, where I spent 6 years And since 2021, I am in Davison, and Bishop Earl Boyer, he accepted me as one of his priests through the process that we call incardination. I am incardinated in the Diocese of Lansing. And moreover, I have become U.S. citizen. So, I am the oldest of a small family of four children, two boys, two girls. All other still in Burundi, struggling with poverty. It is a poor country because we had a civil war back in 1993 for 10 years. Ethnic groups fighting against each other, but especially it is about our politics. We had what we call militia or rebellion. They took over the country now. They are in the power now. Excuse me. And 1994, we had a genocide in my next door neighbor, Rwanda. Have you heard about Rwanda? Yeah, Rwanda and Burundi are almost the same. We speak the same language, even though it is different countries, because we used to be one country during the colonization. And we are also surrounded by the Democratic Republic of Congo, the huge country, which has also a war happening right now. So in our region, we always have challenges, all kinds of issues. It is my country, it is a landlocked. That is why we everything is expensive. We don't have many things. And the people live on agriculture, but they produce that just for themselves. We don't have enough. That is why they are still hungry. If you can tell if you see me. Huh? I used to be a big boy before I went back home last May. And when I came back, I was skinny because I starved. Keep praying for those people, my friends. They count on you and your prayers to survive. So, is it enough? Huh? Do you have any questions about myself? Uh-huh. I am 53 years old. Uh-huh. Getting old, right? That is why English is difficult to me, because when you are aging, it's hard to learn a new language. And especially when you speak more than I speak French, Italian, and Erira English, and Kirundi, my native language. Today, my friends, I am here for mission appeal. I want to speak to you on behalf of a major seminary in Burundi called Charles Rwanga, one of the martyrs from Uganda, which is not far from Burundi. These people were canonized back, I think, in 1920s. It is one of the four major seminaries in Burundi, and it is very new. It was founded in 2012. It is a theological seminary with 120 seminarians, with 13 priests, teachers or professors, 5 religious sisters and staff, and 42 young lay people working in different areas, such as farming and livestock, cooking and maintenance. As I said, we have many vocations. We are so grateful. In Tolo, there are more than 600 seminarians across all 4 major seminaries in the country. This brings us a great joy to be with those men, to accompany these young people, young men, who wish to dedicate their lives as priests for their brothers and sisters. I mean, for the salvation of others. And forming a priest, my friend, is a very important mission. It is a very noble mission. As I said, Burundi is the poorest country in the world, which means we face many challenges in fulfilling our mission in the seminary. Among these are basic needs, such as food and health care for our entire seminary community, but also for the whole country. Sometimes I do a funeral mass at the parish. People who died at 1993. I used to bury someone who was 103 years old. That is a very unusual for me. Back home, life span is about 60, 55, or 50, because healthcare is not, medication there is no good. We do not have many hospitals, or we don't have enough food. So to go to the clinic, it is a long distance to walk. I told you last night, going to elementary school as when I was growing up, I had to walk 10 miles one way every single day. No breakfast, no lunch, no shoes, and the stony path. Very hard. That's why you need to thank God for all He has done for you, my friends. You are so blessed. So one of the main challenges I want to share with you is the instability of electricity in the seminary. In my country, we do not have a running water. We do not have electricity. In some cities, they do. But in the villages, nothing. Our country still lacks sufficient access to electric power. We experience frequent outages, which is a problem for our daily work, especially in the evenings. And this is particularly difficult for professors and seminarians because in the evening, it is when they do much of their work at night. If they don't have light, it is a big problem. To address this issue, to try to overcome this issue, we would like to install solar panels. Do you understand? Solar panels. Why? Because we are so lucky, and somehow the sun shines year-round in our region, and the solar radiation is very strong. That is why I am used to the hot weather, unlike you. We do not have cold weather like you do. We have just two seasons, dry and rainy season. No snow, nothing. The first time I came to the USA during winter time, what impressed me, one day it was a sunny day, and I went out to get warm, but I experienced the opposite. I will never forget that. A study showed that installing solar panels across the whole seminary would cost about $258,600. And because of the high cost, we are intending to, or we plan to carry out the project in three steps, in three phases, grouping the buildings based on their use. This brings the average cost to about 87,000 per phase. By installing solar panels, we will not only resolve the issue of frequent power cuts and improve the academic outcome, but we will also reduce energy cost in the long term. Last year, thanks to the generosity of the parishioners from St. John in Davison and St. Mary in Charlotte, we did mission appeal like this, and we received about $33,000, which allowed us to complete almost a half of the first phase of the project. Today, my friends, I have come to you to count on your generosity, because we heard that you like to help, you like missions. We are counting on your generosity to help us continue our mission of forming future priests in Burundi, for Burundi, but also for the world, the whole church, the universal church. Like you see, I came far away from the poorest country in the world to the richest country in the world to share the good news of God, of salvation, to share with you the Eucharist, which is the first prayer per excellence. So, as I told you, keep thanking God for His blessings upon you, and share with those who are in need. Reach out to those in need. That is what Jesus asks of us. Besides the prayers we do, He invites us to help those who count on us. Especially pray for them. They need loud prayers to keep hope. May our Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, fill you with the joy of sharing in His mission, and may the Blessed Virgin Mary, star of evangelization, intercede for you, and God bless you all. And thank you. I forgot to tell you, if you can't pronounce my name, Diodone, they gave me the nickname, which is Fadadi. That it's easier for you. You can call me Fadadi. Thank you.